Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah discusses the ability or inability of a worker to give up his right to eating from the produce that he's working with. So certainly the person himself has the ability to give up that right. They can say, you know, I'm not interested in eating the food of the Balabayas. The question is, what about his family members, his own slaves or slave women? What's their status? So the Mishnah says, Kotzeitz Adam al yedei atzmo. A person is allowed to make an agreement with the employer that they're not going to eat. Now, that agreement might be that the employer is going to give him more money in place of his agreement not to eat. And he could do the same al yedei beno uvito hagedolim. He could do the same arrangement for his son or his daughter who have reached the age of majority. And the reason for that is because they can consent. They have, since they are legally adults, they can consent to the not receive the ability to eat from as they work, and instead they'll have some sort of arrangement with their father. Either their father will get them increased money, or they'll get the increased money. But they can, since they can consent, they're able to forego the Torah's. The Torah is given right to be able to eat as they work, or al yedei avdo v'shifchaso hagedolim, or through his slave or slave woman who are, again, have reached the age of majority, because they could also consent, al yedei ishto, or his wife as well, mipnei sheish bandas, again, because they have intelligence, they have the intelligence of an adult, and they can consent and say, I'm willing to forego the Torah given right to eat. Avol, however, eino kotzeitz, you are not allowed to make such an agreement, al yedei beno uvito haktanim, for your son or daughter who are below a bar bas mitzvah, velo al yedei avdo v'shifchaso haktanim, or your slave or slave woman who also are children, velo al yedei behemto, or can't do it for your animal, v'bnei she'en bandas, because they do not have the ability to consent. And despite the fact that the wages of these minors would go to the father or to the owner of the slaves, despite that, it's not up to him to take away their right to eat, because it's the Torah that gives them the right to eat, not the owner and not the employer.